This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The man who plotted to blow up a Pueblo synagogue more than a year ago has been sentenced to nearly 20 years in federal prison. Richard Holzer is a self-described neo-Nazi and white supremacist. He pled guilty in October to federal hate crimes and explosives charges. His target, Temple Emmanuel, is the second oldest Jewish house of worship in Colorado. Colorado is trying a new approach to ease frustrations and confusion over unemployment. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
The unemployment system is confusing. If you're not getting benefits, it could be because you're not eligible, or because you're still waiting in the queue, or often enough you did everything right and the system is just broken. The State Labor Department will try to reduce that confusion with a new dashboard page on its website. Here's Executive Director Joe Barella.
You know, we find issues that cause payment delays, and we want to let people know we're aware of this issue. It's been resolved, or we're aware of this issue. A fix is in place. It'll be deployed.
The page, which is part of the general state unemployment website, lists known glitches and their status, along with information about wait times at the call center. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
A legislative committee has advanced a bill that would give victims of child sexual assault unlimited time to sue abusers. The bill now heads to the full Senate for debate. Currently, victims of child sexual assault can sue until they turn 24 years old. Denver is at 33 degrees. It's 45 in Colorado Springs, 30 for Vail, 46 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.